Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life with Crown Financial Ministries CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, I think people are going to need a handkerchief today.
Well, our story today is certainly an emotional one and one that will touch our hearts at some level throughout this program because almost all of us at some point in our life have had to deal with tragedy. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with unforeseen, unexpected circumstances and events that sometimes change our lives forever. And you're going to meet Stan and Amy Rife and hear their story. And I know it's going to be an encouragement to you.
Well, Stan and Amy are no strangers to you, Chuck. You've spent a number of years working with Stan and getting to know their family. Tell us a little bit about the Rife family.
Well, Stan and I are dear personal friends. We've worked together almost 8 years here at Crown. Stan is our executive vice president and chief operating officer. He's unique in many ways in that he was raised literally on dirt floors in Guatemala by a career missionary family. And he and Amy have been married for, I think, now almost 25 years. They have three boys, Stanley, who we're going to hear about today, as well as two other teenagers, Quentin and Everett. And they live outside of Atlanta, and they're just remarkable people, not just because of their story today, but how they've been so faithful to the Lord through difficult circumstances. And, you know, all of us face them at one level or the other, and none of us are immune from them. And these are events in our lives where we cannot make a plan for. There's no real way to plan for some of these circumstances that we face. And when they hit us, there's multiple components. There's financial components to almost every tragedy. There's the emotional component, and then there's a spiritual component. And in Stan and Amy's case, it was the perfect storm. They were overwhelmed emotionally and physically. They were exhausted. They were confused spiritually about what was going on and what had happened to them. Their dreams had died. And they were stressed financially. And so when you put all that together, It's a mixture of things that can overcome you, can literally break up a marriage, break up a family, just destroy you. But they were not destroyed by it, Dave, and their story gives anybody hope who's been through something very similar. They persevered. They never gave up. They reached out for help. They faced reality. And today they're full of joy, and they're just incredible people. I can't wait for you to meet them. I can't wait for God to use their story in your life.
Well, this is certainly a program that you're going to want to tell someone else about, or perhaps listen again online, which you can do at crown.org. And we'll meet Stan and Amy Rife when we return right after this short break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Stan and Amy, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you both on our program. You know, as we were preparing for today's broadcast, there are many people who face unexpected events in life, and the two of you faced one that you certainly had never planned for. In fact, you had kind of told God that wasn't going to be in His will for your life. I want you both to share your story and just start, Stan, if you would, with what you had told God He couldn't do.
Well, Chuck, it was interesting. Amy and I were dating in college, and I was the really deep theological 19-year-old who had all the answers and had God all figured out. And so as we were discussing God's will for our lives, one of the things I told Amy was that since I was born and raised in Central America, that we would probably be missionaries there, and He would never send us to some cold place like Alaska.
Right.
And we ended up spending over 13 years in Alaska as missionaries. The second thing that I told as we were discussing God's will for our lives was I said that, you know, God would probably never give us a child with disabilities because it would impede or hamper our ministry. And indeed, God chose to give us a child with disabilities.
Wow. Well, Stan, tell us a little bit about that event. When did that occur?
Well, we were living in the city of North Pole at the time, and it was in the winter months, and Amy was pregnant, teaching second grade. I was teaching in a mission high school, working with a missionary aviation group, and serving as a youth pastor. And Amy started having complications with the pregnancy and ended up in bed rest. And then he was born about 9 weeks early, and spent the first weeks of his life in the intensive care unit at the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital there in Alaska.
So this is your first child, and what's his name?
And it's Stanley Jr.
So, Amy, when Stanley was born, did you know that there were issues immediately?
No, we did not. He was not diagnosed with cerebral palsy until he was 8 months old.
Okay, so at 8 months old, what did you learn, and then how did it progress from there?
Well, to back up a little bit, before we left the hospital with Stanley, 2 months after he was born, he was diagnosed with cranial synostosis, where his small spot had already fused. And so we knew that we had a major surgery to go through with him. And so we just took all of our energies were spent on, you know, how soon does this surgery need to take place and what will be the complications or outcome of this. And so it was just kind of living that day until this surgery. And he was 6 months when he had that, and they cut him from ear to ear and removed the top part of his skull.
So you've gone through that, and then a couple of months later, Stanley's diagnosed with cerebral palsy.
Right. And then a couple of months after, well, about every month we had an additional diagnosis, and the following month he was diagnosed as being visually impaired as well.
So how old are you guys at the time? You're
20 and 21.
20 and 21. You've been married a very short period of time, and you're living in Alaska alone. What were you feeling and experiencing as this news started to come to you?
Well, I was overwhelmed, first of all, by kind of a death to my dreams. Having a child 2 months early was not what I had expected and dreamed of as a little girl. And when I left the hospital, I left with empty arms. And I remember watching him in the incubator and the doctor coming up to me and saying, "You need to go home. You can't stay here forever, you know." But I felt like I had to. He was my baby, and I wanted to be close to him, but life had to go on. And it was very hard. I was depressed because I felt like I could hardly move or function because my life was not going as I had expected it to. There had been a death to my childhood dreams. And so that took me a while to work through that.
Stan, what was it like for you?
I'm a very goal-oriented individual. And I had great dreams of ministry, of living in a remote area, being a church planner, following after my dad, my grandparents' footsteps. So when I realized that my dreams had crashed and burned around me, I really struggled, recognizing that I wouldn't be able to do what I thought I'd been called to do the rest of my life, and not knowing what I would do next.
Were you hurt? Were you angry? Were you? Did you know how to put one foot in front of the other at that point?
No, I think Amy and I both probably lived in a state of shock for the first 6 months. It was incredibly dark emotionally. Of course, living in Alaska, it was dark as well. And then just relationally, you know, suddenly we found ourselves having to stay at home a lot, not be able to get out with Stanley because of his health. Financially, it was a dark time for us. Just his first year was about $1 million of expenses, medical expenses.
And on your missionary salary at the time, Stan, what were you earning?
About $20,000 a year.
Yeah, so you were upside down financially. You were under a huge amount of stress there. But you had this emotional load. And what about your physical load?
The physical load, you know, Amy and I would take turns taking care of Stanley at night because he was you know, he'd cry and scream most of the time. We'd take two-hour shifts. And then spiritually for me, I was a youth pastor in Alaska. I was teaching at a mission school, and I was having a hard time living out my faith. I mean, where was God in all this? I, you know, was trying to serve him, and I felt, you know, I wasn't angry with him. I was just confused, you know. It was, and so I ended up having to answer two questions in my life. Does God know what he's doing? And is he in control? And either he knows what he's doing or he doesn't, and either he's in control or he's not. And I was finally able to really answer those questions personally in light of what our family was going through with a child with special needs. Then I was able to rest and trust him.
How long did that take you to work through, Stan?
It was at least 6 months before I felt that I would be able to come out the other side in a positive way. I'll have to say I probably spent a lot more time dealing with it because I, for me, integrity is a very important part of my life. And knowing that I was teaching youth and serving as a youth pastor, I couldn't continue to wrestle with that academically or intellectually in my mind and not be honest with the students. And I knew that if I didn't address it soon, then I'd have to change my career path altogether.
Well, you're listening to Money Life, and we're talking to Stan and Amy Reif, who are sharing their journey with one of life's unexpected events when God gave them a special needs child over 20 years ago. When we come back, Stan and Amy, I want to talk about some of the practical lessons that God's taught you and give our audience some advice on how they, too, can walk through life's unexpected events. We'll be right back.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. We're talking to Stan and Amy Reif, who were sharing in our first segment on how to deal with life's unexpected events. And Amy shared with us that when your oldest son was born, Stanley, and was diagnosed with multiple disabilities, that it was a death of your dream, Amy.
Right.
And you're overwhelmed. It's dark in Alaska, and you're in a very, very dark place emotionally. What did you do? What was the very first thing that you did, your very first step?
Well, thankfully, there was another couple in our church that had a child with a disability, and they were a little further up the road than we were, and we ran to them for help. They were a wonderful support. However, at times I probably stood back and did not want to hear some of the advice they gave me because I wanted to be in control. But I learned very quickly that I had to give in and I had to let others help me.
Were you in denial, Amy?
Oh, absolutely. And I had to come to the end of myself and realize that I could not change my circumstance, and I could not change Stanley, and I had to have help. And that was the biggest thing for me, was accepting help. And when I accepted help, then my life began to change, and I was able to think more clearly because I wasn't so stressed.
So, Stan, you first reached out to another couple that had some experience. As you said, they're a little further down the road. What else did you do?
We were able to find a support group to be a part of, and every community has these. It can be in your church. It can be around a particular type of disability or just disabilities in general. But there's always a support group for just about any type of major catastrophic event in your life. And we reached out to those with children with disabilities and found a lot of resources. both emotional as well as financial, and just learning how to get access to the various resources we would need in life.
And you guys made a decision that Stanley was not going to be institutionalized, that you were going to keep Stanley at home and integrate him. What led you to that decision, Stan?
Well, we felt that if God had entrusted us with Stanley and his special needs, then we wanted him to have the highest quality of life possible. And we have two other teenage boys, Quentin and Everett. And so for as long as they can remember, we've always done everything as a family, from traveling internationally to, you know, fishing and hiking and camping and climbing, you know, whatever it is, we do it as a family. And even our other teenage boys' high school friends know to help engage with Stanley around the house or on trips.
Stan and Amy, I was with the two of you when someone recently said, you've got every reason in the world to be mad at God, but you're not. Would you share with our audience what you said back to that person?
Yeah, absolutely no reason to be angry with God. God has, you know, really provided and has blessed us with Stanley in our home. And what we've come to understand is, you know, life is a continuum. And, you know, as soon as you take on a victim mentality, then, yeah, you are angry. But for us, the fact is that, you know, there are many other families who are in far worse circumstances than we are, that their children or their life event is far more tragic and encumbering than where we are. And there's other families who have less restriction than we have, or maybe not as severe of a life event. But the reality is, you know, on the journey together, and God has just blessed us and provided for us, and we have nothing to be angry about.
Well, you said earlier in the program, Stan, you were earning a whopping $20,000 a year, and you had $1 million in medical expense. How did that all work out? Because it sounds like you'd still be paying it off if God hadn't intervened.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm not sure I really can put, you know, my finger on how all that got paid off. I know the insurance paid for all but about $80,000, which was just huge for us between their negotiations. And then we end up with the things that they wouldn't cover and those items, I guess, that are above the usual customary charges. But through just the provision of a lot of God's people we may not have even known, sent money from literally around the world to help underwrite that cost. And then we were able to find out about a grant at the hospital that I went and applied for, and I sat in the lobby, you know, 24 hours before they granted it, to be the first in line to apply for that grant. And we were awarded that grant that paid off another $20,000 of Stanley's hospital expense.
Well, Stan, you said earlier that you felt like if God gave you a special needs child, that it would impede your ability to be in ministry. Amy, has Stanley been an impediment to your ministry at all?
Oh, never. No, I think that God has grown me up through Stanley, if I could use those words, because he's been a tremendous blessing in my life. If I could do my life over again, I would not choose it any differently.
Stan, how about you?
Stanley has given us ministry opportunities that we would have never had. He's given me a platform to speak into people's lives that I would have never understood otherwise. And just like people came into our lives and helped us on the journey, we now have the same opportunity and the privilege to walk beside younger couples who are experiencing the things that we experienced at an earlier age.
Well, Stan, you said in the earlier part of the program that you had told God several things as a young theologian that he wasn't going to do. Are you telling him any more of the things that you don't want him to do in your life?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I've learned is God is faithful, and I can trust him. Mm-hmm. The two things that I thought that God would never do in my life came to pass. I've decided that I'll never become a millionaire, and hope that God will answer that prayer as well.
Well, you're listening to Money Life. Stan and Amy, thank you for sharing your story. When we come back, will you stay with us a few more minutes? And what I want to do is for you to share with our audience some of the things that you've learned that will help them through their unexpected life event and how maybe they can come alongside others. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. We're concluding our interview in this final segment with Stan and Amy Reif. And Stan, you have learned many lessons from this crisis, this unexpected event in your life. What are some of the things you would share with the audience that they can apply in their own life?
Chuck, I think the first thing I would tell everybody is everybody can get involved. If somebody's having one of these major life events, just get involved, because the person who's going through the event is probably not in a position to ask and will not ask for help. But just put yourself in their shoes and find something that you can do to help them. And it can be as simple as, you know, cooking a meal or just helping take care of kids. That will speak volumes. I think the second thing is, regardless of where you're at in life, you should always live with margin, both financial and otherwise. Live within your means, because there will be a life event at some point.
And it was 20 years ago when you first heard Larry Burkett on the air in Alaska through Christian radio.
That's correct. We were, you know, faced with this $1 million hospital bill, not knowing where to start, and I came across Larry on the radio and fell in love with listening to him. And that's when I learned really the third principle of hard work, and that God provides, and that if he allows things in your life, he will help take care of providing for that.
And he has done that rather uniquely, hasn't he, Stan?
That he has.
And Amy, how has he provided for you guys uniquely?
Well, God has given us many opportunities for work. I've done everything from babysitting to expediting to having a bed and breakfast in my home. And it was something I could do from my home and still take care of Stanley.
You know, Stan and Amy, not only did God provide, but he also allowed you to fulfill his purposes in your life through Stanley. If you would, share with our audience some of the ways that God has done that, Stan.
Chuck, that's interesting, because, you know, now that I'm working at Crown, I understand a broader perspective that, you know, this whole event that God's placed in our lives is something we actually have to steward. And so just like he brought something into our lives to help us work through the emotions of dealing with this life event of having Stanley as a child with disabilities, we also have that responsibility to find others on the journey that may be younger than us, that are just starting the journey. And that brings incredible fulfillment to us, to be able to give to others, you know, the way somebody poured into our lives.
Well, Stan and Amy, thank you for being on Money Life. I know you have encouraged people who have gone down a dark road, many maybe not as dramatic and prolonged as your journey, but people are suffering, people are in pain, people are experiencing their own crises at every level. Even if it's something like a foreclosure, it still feels very, very painful to them. And I know God's going to use your story to bless others. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that about wraps up this edition of Money Life. And be sure to join us again tomorrow as Chuck answers your questions. If you have a question for Chuck, write him at chuckbentley@crown.org. That's chuckbentley@crown.org. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.